Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Hard Knock Life for us.
One of the most popular musicals of all time is back. See Annie, Broadway's favorite orphan, live on stage in an all-new production. Hailed by the Chicago Tribune as one of the best family musicals ever written. Annie is back to spread hope for all the hard knocks life throws your way. So clear away those sorrows and get your tickets to Annie today.
Annie comes to the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts from January 10th through the 15th. Get tickets now at BroadwaySanJose.com.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You know, at the end of the day, football is football.
All Patriots, all the time.
That's spicy.
All Patriots, all the time. Welcome to First and Foxborough.
What's going on, everybody? Another episode of First and Foxborough. Kyrie Thompson here, live from Gillette Stadium, checking in with you after practice and, you know, before a media availability that's like 5 hours too late. But surprise here today. Mostly good attendance. I mean, obviously, we got a bunch of guys on injured reserve, right? Jake Bailey, Christian Barmore, those guys aren't going to be back. But for everybody that is available, only two absences that we could see, Isaiah Wynn being one of them, and Lynn Bowden from the practice squad. That means David Andrews, your center, who missed most of Sunday's game with the New York Jets with a thigh injury that was reportedly looking like it could be season-ending. He was back. He was back at practice. Number 60 was there with the rest of the offensive linemen, and he was moving around pretty well. I mean, we didn't get to see a whole lot of it. We were probably in there for all of, I don't know, 5 to 7 minutes or so for this media availability. Tops, you know, shells and sweats for this one. The Patriots only had one technical practice this week, because it's a short week. They're going to be playing on Thursday night, Thanksgiving, against the Minnesota Vikings up in Minneapolis. And so they kept the actual official practices to just one this week. They had a theoretical, if the Patriots had practiced on Monday, David Andrews would have not participated. He was listed on the injury report as did not participate. Isaiah Wynn, interestingly, with his foot injury, would have been listed as limited. We did not see him during the media portion. But with Andrews, I mean, it looks fascinating, because here's a guy that we thought might be potentially done for the season, or, you know, Ian Rappaport tweeted an addendum to his original tweet saying after a battery of tests, like, there's some optimism that he could return before the end of the season. And, you know, maybe wouldn't be lost. But you're looking at this guy out at practice on Tuesday and saying to yourself, man, this guy's jogging. I mean, he's going through this. I mean, he looks good. And then it immediately comes into your mind, like, could he possibly play on Thursday? Now, I think we should pump the brakes on that. I don't think we're going to see David Andrews on Thursday. I mean, the Patriots have done this a couple of times already this year where they put a guy out there just before a game who you don't expect to play. And, oh, look at that. He might be listed as limited on the injury report, maybe questionable, who knows. And then there's that idea that, hey, maybe he could play on Thursday. And goodness knows the Patriots could use him from here on out. But when you look at the way this week is structured, the way the schedule going forward is structured, it'd be kind of a tough ask to expect David Andrews to be healthy enough, you know, good enough to play at the level that he's accustomed to after this injury that he suffered, he really looked like he could not walk off the field at all. He needed a lot of help to get out of there against the Jets. And I mean, again, looks good. Again, for the little amount that we were able to see him, he looked good. But it's a short week. My guess would be, this is all just conjecture, but my guess would be that he's probably not going to play against the Vikings. Again, short week. Just not a lot of time, I think, to fully assess whether or not David Andrews is truly healthy, unless somehow he ends up coming out of this practice he practiced in full. Now, that would be really interesting to see what would happen with him. But we won't know that until later this afternoon. We'll see how it goes. But I would also say you have two Thursday games in a row. You got this one, and then you've got the one against the Buffalo Bills, which is going to be obviously extremely important. Like that is the biggest game of the year coming up to that point. And so maybe you're saying, okay, maybe we can get David Andrews back for that. We'll see. But then after that, you've got a mini bye plus an extra day, because you not only get the long layoff on, you know, from a Thursday game to then a regularly scheduled game, but that next game is going to be a Monday night game against the Arizona Cardinals. So you get an extra day of rest in there. My guess would be that the Patriots will probably take all that allotted time to really see where David Andrews is and maybe get him. I mean, I could conceivably see, just from the little bit I saw him jogging around, that maybe you could see him back against the Bills. But I think that's also an opportunity to say, you know what, weird schedule, two Thursday games in a row, the routine is off. Why don't we get him back as healthy as possible against the Arizona Cardinals and then have him as ready as possible and healthy as possible to go through the rest of the stretch run? Because after the Cardinals, and then you're going to get the Raiders after that, the Cardinals and Raiders games are going to be pretty winnable. But then after that, it gets real, okay? Because then you're talking about, you're going to get the Dolphins again. You're going to get the Bengals. You're going to get the Bills. I mean, it's going to be tough stuff to close out the season, three really rough games. So there's an argument to be made here that you let David Andrews go ahead and rest up for the next 2 weeks. But again, the way that he was looking, and I'm sure the way that he's going to be pushing this team to play on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night on Thanksgiving, you know that if he feels anything close to ready, he's going to give it a shot. I mean, that was some pretty interesting stuff to see out at Patriots practice. And it tells me he's probably going to be back sooner rather than later. And again, you never know, right? You're hearing sources from inside the building or sources close to the matter saying that it could be season ending. It looks really bad. And then you check it out the day after the game. Okay, it's not as bad as we thought. So you always got to take some things with a grain of salt. While understanding, I mean, they're getting information from somewhere, probably somewhere very close. If it's Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, they're getting information close to the source. So you got to understand that it's not that these things are baseless, but sometimes guys' bodies react differently. And again, you're looking at the fact that David Andrews is a warrior. You know he wants to be out there with his guys. It will be interesting to see how much he's able to convince this coaching staff potentially to get out there, if not this week, then the following week against the Bills. We'll see. Gonna be fascinating. I'm Kyrie Thompson. This has been First in Foxborough. Till next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.